Chapter 16. The search for Frederick Hommenlock started off as slow as the search for information about the ship had, giving us the indication that the photo associated with his fingerprint was quite old. We were determined to find something, however, so we started getting very creative with keywords to search with. After 2 hours and a headache from staring at the projected image of a computer screen, we finally got a break. After all the ship-specific searches we'd performed, Delaney suggested looking for mysteries at sea. Veda argued that the term was much too broad, but Delaney insisted, so she typed it in. At first, we were met with the typical Bermuda Triangle speculations and sea monster lore. About 18 pages in, however, we caught a break. There was an obscure article that had been cited about a murderer who disappeared on a ship before police discovered him. The site had a photo of the picture that ran in the paper. There was a small group of people standing in front of a cruise liner just before it left port from Florida.
"Are you guys seeing that?" Delaney said, pointing a finger at the screen. "Can we blow that up? Delaney, let me see the picture of Frederick again."
Veda handed Delaney the printout her friend Patrick had given her. She took it and walked to the projector screen and held it up, next to a man in the article picture.
"That's him," I said, staring intently between the two pictures. "That's got to be Frederick. Holy hell, that article is from 27 years ago. What does it say?"
Freya started reading the article to us.
"Authorities are working to reach the ship Havenmist to avoid what could turn into a very unfortunate scene. Fugitive Austin Simmons boarded the ship 2 years ago, 8 months before it was discovered that he was responsible for multiple heinous crimes, including murder."
"That's just great," Sophie commented. "It makes you thankful for all the travel screenings there are in place today. How many people did he kill?"
Freya scanned the article silently and said,
"They don't have a final number as of the date of this article, but it's believed to be upwards of 12. His evil of choice was buying shit drugs, cutting them with the worst stuff possible, and selling them as designer drugs. People started overdosing left and right, or dying from the cut chemicals."
"Was the guy a pharmacist or something? How does one learn to do that?"
Sophie asked, shaking her head.
"It doesn't have much personal background on him in the article. It does say that he is wanted for credit card scams and the capture and sale of rare reptiles and amphibians, which from what I can gather is a huge no-no in Florida," Freya answered.
"I've heard about that," I added.
"There is an exotic pet problem up there, I guess. People buy exotic pets, realize they are harder to take care of than they thought, and then ditch them in the wild. They end up hurting the natural environment or people, all sorts of things."
"So this guy likes lizards and makes killer drugs while living life on fake credit,"
Delaney summed it up for us.
"Not somebody I'd want on a ship with me."
Sophie leaned back in her chair and crossed her arms.
"As horrific as that is, does the article say anything about ever finding the ship?"
"No," Freya answered. "Strange thing is, they mentioned they've been unable to find the ship at the time, but don't mention anything about an ongoing search."
"There is a caption under the photo," I pointed out. "What does it say?"
Freya squinted and read, "Havenmist Captain Frederick Hommenlock excited to make first voyage in the state-of-the-art cruise liner."
"No mention of who anyone else in that picture is, I see," I grumbled. "That's not really helpful."
Veda started tapping her nails on the table. "Hommenlock isn't a common name. I wonder if he has any family that still resides in the area."
Veda immediately started typing away on her keyboard, looking at a separate screen that the rest of us couldn't see. After a few minutes, she clapped her hands together and smiled.
"Got her! Frederick Hommenlock's wife, Sandra Hommenlock. She still lives in Florida."
"Dang, how old is she? Frederick doesn't look all that young, and that picture was taken 27 years ago. If she is anywhere near his age, she'd have to be close to 80 or something,"
Sophie replied.
"Looks like he was 56 when the picture was taken, and she was 50. So that would make her 77 today,"
Freya replied.
There's one thing I know about 77-year-olds,
Sophie added.
They don't do great over the phone or on video calls. I think we should go visit her in person.
We each looked around at the table at each other, the same thought running through our minds. If all we had to do was wait around on autopsies and genetics tests and hazmat teams, a trip to Florida would be a perfect way to fill the time, and we may actually be able to move our investigation forward.
I'll get it booked, Freya said, without any of us actually replying to Sophie.
Freya left to go out to her desk and start making travel arrangements for us, and Delaney went to help her. Sophie pointed to Veda's computer screen and said,
Let's see what we can find now that we know the name of the ship.
Veda typed in Haven Mist, and luckily, we were met with a lot more information than we'd been able to find up to that point.
Here are a couple more pictures, Veda pointed out. This one is clearer.
The photo she was referring to was almost exactly like the first one we'd seen, only different people surrounded Captain Hammondlock. There was a very cranky-looking man in his 30s to Hammondlock's right, standing alongside two stewards, a young boy who looked about 16 on his left, and several other random people whose roles were indecipherable.
Are there any names with that photo? I asked.
Nope,
Veda and Sophie replied in unison. Sophie giggled.
You owe me a Coke, Veda.
Veda stared at her.
What for? Jinx, you owe me a Coke?
Sophie said, tilting her head to look at Veda. Veda stared at Sophie, completely unable to figure out what the hell she was talking about.
What is a jinx?
Sophie slumped back in her chair.
You've got to be kidding me. Didn't you have a childhood?
Of course I had a childhood, Veda replied nonchalantly. I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Sophie chuckled and let the point go. She wasn't sure how to explain a jinx anyway. Okay, I said, wanting to put the conversation back on track. So we don't know who is in the picture. I say we take it with us when we go speak to Mrs. Hammondlock.
I'll print it out now, Veda said, and started typing.
Freya had walked in at some point, and her voice floated in from behind us.
The trip is booked. We leave tomorrow morning. Print out a couple of extras of those pictures.
What else did you guys find out?
Sophie scanned the article on the screen next to the picture.
What we already guessed, I imagine. That ship has been missing for 27 years. It was state-of-the-art when it left port and was never seen again. There is something a little off, however. The ship wasn't heard from at all after it left. It wasn't like it eventually lost communications or something. It just never made contact with land again.
How does a ship float around for 27 years and go unnoticed? They would have had to refuel and get more food and supplies, I pondered.
Never mind the fact that all the people on board weren't seen again. You'd think it would be a much bigger deal than this article makes it seem to have hundreds of missing passengers,
Sophie added.
There's one more thing that makes the timeline weird, Veda said, staring at the article. If the Haven Mist left port 27 years ago, then everybody on board would be 27 years older than when they left. Did the people in the dining hall on the ship seem to have aged that much compared to the average age of passengers on a cruise?
Young businessmen, old retirees, or the kids of rich people frequent most luxury cruise liners, unless they are designated for another age group specifically, Freya answered. We didn't really get a great look at the people in the dining hall of that ship, but I don't remember them looking old, really.
Too many damn questions, I said, leaning back in my chair. We are going to need a damn flow chart here soon.
I'm more than happy to make one,
Veda replied, serious as a heart attack. I laughed and reached over to pat her head.
I was kidding.
Oh, she replied, shrugging her shoulders.
I'm going to go grab the pictures I printed. We need to get packed for the trip tomorrow.
Oh, goody, packing, I replied sarcastically. Freya rolled her eyes and laughed.
Don't worry about it. I will pack for you when I get this place closed up. You just worry about getting yourself fed.
Sophie perked up at the mention of food.
I second that.
10 minutes later, Sophie and I had picked up German deli sandwiches for all of us and headed to my apartment to get ready for the trip